we're always looking for the new voice for the marimba. And over the last 3 months, it's become really important for me to really kind of champion that voice for the future of what we do and to give more opportunities to up-and-coming professionals. I'm trying to do that in many ways by, of course, providing paid opportunities for performers, but also utilizing music that's already out there and really showcasing that and showcasing what is possible, and then coming up with new music and new composers. You know, we're really excited about exploring many avenues here, and that just comes with being a percussionist. You know, we have so many instruments to work with, and it's always a kind of experiment in our lab whenever we get to get together and rehearse and perform.
And then what's unique too is that you have more than one marimba, and which is very rare because you're usually lucky if you see one, not like three or five or seven or whatever you had this summer.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have three marimbas on this tour plus the other instruments we mentioned. And then this summer on tour, we will probably won't take more than four. But if you happen to see us during our academies, which our academies in this summer will be in Alabama and Utah, we may have a marimba orchestra, which could be up to 25 marimbas or so. I just got back from a marimba orchestra in Philadelphia where we had 120 players and 75 marimbas on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was hearkening back and kind of paying respects to the marimba orchestras of the 30s and 40s that Claire Musser did with all of the new Industrial Revolution and Century of Progress world fairs and things like that. So we were kind of paying tribute to that, but it was an amazing experience. We won't have that many marimbas, but we'll have a lot.
So what did it sound like to have so many marimbas?
It's kind of haunting a little bit. There's so much sound and it's kind of enveloping you and it's really interesting, you know, and it's the wood that's making the sound. So that's another sort of mysteriously haunting thing, is that how could, you know, these pieces of wood create such a sound? I mean, you can really paint this really smooth sonic landscape with that many marimbas, because you don't really necessarily hear the attack anymore. You just kind of hear this like bubble of sound, and it's hard to describe, but it's really unique.